This is 3ABR, and you've tuned in, or logged on, more accurately, to a new segment, a whole new thing we're doing called the Apollo Bay Health Check. And today I'm joined in the studio with Deborah Charaza. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Bob.
How are you going?
I'm great. How about you?
Look, I'm all right, but I've got a sore back.
Have you?
Will the health check fix that?
I hope so, and I certainly hope that you're doing the things that you need to do to make sure that
your
health is in check.
Yes. We could discuss that. So this health check segment, which is 30 minutes once a fortnight, what's it about?
Well, since I've come to Apollo Bay and started in the role as Chief Executive Officer at the Otway Health Services, Otway Health, affectionately known as the Apollo Bay Hospital, it seems to me that it's a great opportunity for us to talk to the community about health care, health and well-being.
Yep.
There are many, many topics we could cover, but we might just start off with a general overview. And along the way, maybe we can actually have some questions from people in the community and we can help them and direct them. There is some great health services provided in this area and I'd like people to be more aware of it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people think Otway Health, yeah, there's an old people's home up there and emergencies. That's kind of it. Perhaps you can enlighten us.
Well, that is true. Yep. We certainly do have residential care for aged members of our community. We certainly have an urgent care facility, which is a very well-equipped and well-serviced provision. We also have an acute care ward where people who have acute episodes with their health and need more intensive care, not intensive care as an intensive care unit, but more care in that we need to keep an eye on them, have the doctors checking on them regularly, being supported by nursing.
You mean like a proper hospital?
Like a proper hospital.
I didn't know that I thought everyone went to Geelong or Colac if they needed a little stay in hospital.
No, not necessarily. We actually are registered as a hospital and can provide that sort of services. Mm. Sure, we're much smaller than Colac or Geelong or Warrnambool, but we can certainly provide a number of services to the community. We also have a number of other activities that we carry out on behalf of the community. We have community services. We have primary healthcare services. The old, what used to be called in the olden days, district nurses.
So, wait a minute. Community services, you mean like Meals on Wheels or?
Absolutely.
How does all that work?
If we thought about community services under the umbrella of what do the community require to make sure their health and well-being are looked after, we can umbrella it in that way. So, yes, we do Meals on Wheels. Yes, we do home help. Yes, we will go and visit people that may need a dressing done at home. District nurses may need to help them with their medication. There's such a huge raft of services that we can offer. Mm. We have occupational therapists, we have physiotherapists, we have counsellors, we have a welfare worker, we have many health professionals, and of course we work in conjunction with the doctors, the GPs that are in town.
Yep.
And this town is well supported by a raft and numerous health professionals, which I'm really proud to be associated with.
And how far out of town can you be to access that sort of stuff? Like, say if I needed a dressing on a wound or I was having a bit of trouble getting around or whatever, how far from Apollo Bay would you travel?
Well, as we know, governments love to put everything into districts. So our local catchment or district probably starts around Wye River, goes as far as Lavers Hill, out towards Forest and just a little bit round Forest. I like to look at it on a map as a diamond. I think it's the diamond of the catchment area for Otway Health or the little Apollo Bay Hospital.
Yep. Okay. So it's quite a long way. It's a decent catchment. Yeah.
It is a decent catchment, especially when you consider the terrain that we travel.
Mm.
It's the thing that makes us such a unique service and the uniqueness of Apollo Bay, which of course everybody knows, is the mountains on one side and the ocean on the other and those windy roads that we get in and out on.
Mm. Yeah, you bet. Okay. So, do you reckon we're a healthy community? Do you reckon, how do we rate, do you think?
Generally speaking, I think we would be a relatively healthy community. that doesn't mean we don't look at areas that we can improve. Mm. There will always be people that are unwell, that are unhealthy. Mm. There will always be people that need our support and perhaps need more education and attention and care and services. And we're certainly an ageing community in Apollo Bay. I've been trying to get hold of some fair income statistics to know what our catchment area is like. But generally speaking, we're probably an early retired community. Mm. It seems to me there are lots of people in that middle age range that are early retirees, and we do have populations of older people. Our numbers of children and young people aren't as high as in other communities, but each demographic or each age group within our community has their own unique needs and sure. care issues. Yeah. And that's the sort of thing that we're really fortunate that as a multi-purpose service, we can deliver services across that whole range of age, from birth to death
yep.
and everything in between.
Yep.
So if we can't do it here, we certainly know where to point people in the right direction or to point their car in the right direction or get them an appointment at the right place to make sure that they're well cared for.
And speaking of being well cared for, and given that while you were saying that, I was just thinking that we're probably generally a fairly active community as far as, you know, compared to a lot of others. I mean, someone told me once that if you live in a flat place, you're more likely to walk. Well, that's it's flat around town. But it begs the question: how busy is A&E on a how is that a well-used service? I imagine it is.
It is a well-used service. And how busy is it is a great question, because if I could answer that, I could pick the TATS Lotto numbers as well. It really depends on what happens. As yep. an urgent care or emergency department, we never know what's going to walk in the door. But the important thing to know is it's a 24-hour, 7-day a week service, so that if somebody needs to come to the urgent care or accident and emergency, or even some people might think of them as a casualty. That's yep. how they used to be called. They need to know that they can come to that facility at the hospital any time of the day or night. There is always staff on duty to answer their call at the door.
Okay. And so, and you don't need to have had a snake bite or something. I mean, obviously, if you've got a snake bite or you've fallen off a ladder and, you know, you call, you know, you charge up there. But so what range of things could you present there with?
General health questions, one would encourage people to go to their general practitioner, to their GP.
So anything that'll wait for the morning, you don't go up.
Well, yeah, if you think you can wait until you can see get an appointment at the doctor's clinic and see your GP, well, of course, we encourage that. However, if you are unwell or you are concerned, you should always be checked out. In fact, you've just made me think of something that's a really important message. If you have chest pain, you should dial 000 and call an ambulance.
Okay.
The best thing that you can do to maximise the opportunity for you to be treated well with chest pain is, if I can get one simple message through today, Bob, it's call the ambulance and make sure that they come to you quickly. They will get to you quickly and start treatment, get you to the hospital where we can continue the treatment, call in the doctors, get you checked out, and either keep you in the hospital or move you on to another facility. That is such an important message for our community. Having chest pain, anybody else, we can check you out, and there's a system that we call triage, and we assess you to determine whether you're a true emergency needing all the bells and whistles, doctors, nurses and everybody else attending to your needs immediately, or are you a level 5 triage? Mm. And that would be being cared for by the nurse on duty, making sure you're okay, sending you home or sending you down to the GP. Mm. So we have got a really good system where we can assess people.
Sure.
But a strong message is we've got an ambulance service in town too, and we need to be aware of that.
Yeah, there's a famous story, and I've forgotten, forgive me, whose dad it was, but somebody's dad had a bit of pain in the chest and toddled up to A&E a few years ago and died on the footpath, really.
And that perhaps could have been preventable.
Yeah, if he'd dialed 000. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Indeed. It's a strong message. I'd like to get that message out to everybody.
Pain in the chest, 000.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll make a little reminder notice about it to play on the radio.
Good idea.
Okay, so that's the heavy end of things. What about, at the lighter scale of things? I mean, everything to do with health is in the Otway Health ambit, isn't it, really?
It is. And we also have a number of other services that people might think of not normally associate with a healthcare service or with a hospital or with the type of service that Otway Health is. We have a childcare facility where we can look after for babies through to toddlers before they go
So this is before kindergarten?
Before kindergarten, absolutely. We've got that childcare facility. We have a number of other volunteering services that can help us support the services we deliver in the hospital.
Mm.
We have the gym. I don't know how many people are aware that the gym is associated with the hospital, and we were able to provide that facility to the community. And now, of course, we have Lonnie, who many people would know, especially by his lovely spearmint coloured T-shirts that he wears around town. Lonnie is the manager and runs that business of the gym, but that's a great service that's provided to our community. We have the neighbourhood house, and the services from the neighbourhood house are fantastic as well. We run education and training programs, and on our website there is always an ad, and in the news sheet and in all sorts of other ways of communicating, we let people know when we have programs on. The neighbourhood house, various groups and community groups will have meetings there. There's yoga classes, there's ballet classes, there's weaving classes, there's all sorts of things because it's a neighbourhood house, it's a community facility. There are a number of other services that we provide. We're the Centrelink agency for Apollo Bay.
I often wondered about what happens if you're on the dole in Apollo Bay.
If somebody needs Centrelink services, Bob, we'll use the correct terminology. Don't be judgmental. Be nice.
No. It's just I'm old-fashioned, that's all.
No. The Centrelink services provide lots of services for people that need them. And so we're the registered agency for that. So people can come in through the community care beside the childcare doors, they can come in and use that service. Some of the other services are we facilitate the visiting dental van, so that comes down from Geelong. We have numerous other areas of welfare, social services, training. We like to think that we're engaged with other really important groups around the community. We like to work with so many of the groups that are around the school, any of the groups that are doing anything that are in conjunction where we can get our message across of what we offer, what we can do to support people, and also to just bring the message out about good health, good health care, what to do if you do need the support of a health service or doctors or nurses, what to do if you are sick, if you are unwell, what to do if you do have an emergency. Sometimes the thing about an emergency is the scariest bit is not knowing. Sometimes all you want is a friendly person to be able to reassure you that everything's actually okay.
Yeah, that's true enough. It's nearly a quarter past. What is it? 12 minutes after 4 o'clock. Let's play some music and then we'll come back. Max Merritt and the Meteors. We're back with Deborah Chiraza on the Apollo Bay Health Check, talking about all things to do with your health in and around Apollo Bay, sponsored by Otway Health, of course. The childcare before kindergarten. How do you get to be eligible for that? Because you notice the kids when you come, or the babies, really, when you come and go into in and out of Otway Health. How are you eligible, and what sort of facility is it? Is it associated with nursing care that that people get when they just have babies, or is it separate to that?
No, it's childcare in the sense of provision of looking after. For the most common use of terminology, babysitting.
Yep.
In the sense that if people have children from baby to kinder age and they need that support because they're at work or whatever reason they need that support, they can book into the childcare centre. The best way to get the information to find out how you're actually eligible is to ring our number 5237 8500 and ask to speak to the childcare manager, and they will be able to provide you with all the information. Or you can just pop in if you're walking past and speak to the receptionist, and they have brochures and they can give you all the information. One of the things I love about having the childcare facility so close to the hospital is that the childcare playground is actually alongside the aged care residential balcony. Mm. And so it's nice to hear the children and the laughter going across the garden in the earshot of the residents who live in the aged care facility. It's something really comforting about hearing that, especially on a sunny day.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very pleasant sound. And speaking of sunshine, we'll have lots more population in and around the district in the coming months. Will that present a few challenges for Otway Health?
Perhaps not so much Otway Health, but I'd like to just get the old slip-slap message out there and remind people about looking after themselves in the sun. And yes, once upon a time we all used to think that the best thing we could do is bake and bake and bake in the sun. But I'd be pretty surprised these days if people aren't aware of the risks that are associated with that. So it's a good opportunity for us to remind people with the summer months coming on that they do need to take care of themselves, especially with the new fashion trend of people shaving their heads.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
People forget how sunburnt and how sensitive their skin can be once they remove their cap of hair. And that's a message that I would really like to remind people about. And, of course, children and babies. Be really, really super, super careful about children's skin in the sun.
Yeah, I get my skin checked every 2 years. And it's a very chirpy fella in Geelong who checks it, very happy bloke. And I popped in and got my skin checked a couple of years ago. And he had a long face, and I said, "What's up?" He said, "Oh, I just diagnosed a stage 4, I think it was, melanoma on a girl's neck." And I said, "Oh, that must be awful." He said, "No, the awful part is that I saw it 2 years ago and told her to come back and get it checked in 6 months, and she didn't come back."
Now, what a powerful message that is.
Yeah. So... yeah, he's usually a very happy bloke, but he wasn't that day.
No. And, you know, that's an interesting point because often people will say, regardless of what the checkup is, whether it's your skin or anything else you've been asked to go and check up on, people say, "Oh, look, I'm okay. It'll be all right. Don't want to bother the doctors. I'm not sick. I'm, you know, that's really taking up an unnecessary appointment." I don't think I've ever met a doctor or a health practitioner who said, "I would rather send them away having had a wasted appointment time than not seeing them." Mm. I think we would much rather see people coming and getting things checked out. Of course, the difficulty is we can't really see our own backs, and that's most commonly where things like melanomas will occur on our necks or backs. And so if possible, once in a while, it's always good to ask somebody else to just check the back of your neck, down your back, and make sure that you check out any spots. Any slight change or anything that looks different should really be checked out by your doctor.
Absolutely. And, of course, you can't talk about doctors without talking about nurses.
Of course.
you're a bit thrilled because you're new to the hospital, so you're new to the nurses. But you're a bit thrilled with the quality of what you're finding because you're a nurse. You used to be a nurse, yeah.
I am still a nurse.
Oh, you're still
Bob.
A nurse. I beg your
pardon. I am still a registered nurse.
Yep.
And I am still a registered midwife. So I'm very proud of my professions and my career path. Mm. And so, yes, I have a soft spot for nurses. I do love all health practitioners. Mm. I love the other health professionals I work with as well, but there is a soft spot for nurses. There is some fabulous nurses at this hospital. I've been so impressed with the care, the empathy, and just simply how much they love nursing. Mm. At the moment, we have a nursing student from Deakin University staying with us in the hospital for 5 weeks, working with our staff, and I love it when I see the young nurses coming through in their training. Mm. We've got some new nurses that are young that have come to town wanting to work with us. We've actually just appointed a new director of clinical services.
Oh, okay.
Old-fashioned terminology, director of nursing. Mm. We once upon a time used to call them matrons. Our current director of clinical services is about to retire, and we have recruited a new person to replace the person who's retiring, and she started this week, and she has a fantastic career in nursing as well. So I'm really excited about the energy within our nursing at the hospital.
So where does she come from?
Our new director of clinical services. She's a Melbourne person, and she's decided, like me, that maybe Apollo Bay has something to offer to us career women, even though there's a nice ocean and the hills around us as well.
Well, it's exciting. We'll be very interested to meet her and in coming programs and maybe get her story as well on What's Your Story? Who knows?
That would be fabulous.
So the holiday season's coming up, so make sure you sort out the sunshine stuff. We look after older people at Laura Pengelly. The other question I had was, if I have an interest in taxidermy and think that a few folk around town might be interested in that as well, can I use the neighbourhood house to organise an education session or a show and tell, and how would I do that?
Absolutely. Again, the number 5237 8500 makes me feel like a radio announcer when I do that, Bob. If people are interested in booking facilities, if it's not the neighbourhood house, we may be able to direct them somewhere else. But just call up, ask to speak to the neighbourhood house coordinator, and we can certainly take the phone call and help them set their direction for where they need to go to set up their discussion group.
The men's shed, is that Otway Health or is that a separate thing?
It is part of Otway Health Services that it provides. Like some of these programs, they wane and ebb and flow.
Yep.
At the moment, there hasn't been a lot of activity with the men's shed, but of course, it's always open to opportunity to re-energise.
Yep.
We like to think that we can respond to the need as it is appropriate. So if people show us that there is the need, they get in contact with us, we'll help them see how we can facilitate and set it up.
Okay. And so how many people does Otway Health employ?
That's a good question. I just did the count this week.
All right.
We have 108 people working in Otway Health, and that's equal to about 63 full-time equivalents if you're a HR expert and you understand that sort of language. So most of our staff work part-time, and most of our staff are female.
Okay. And so Otway Health's the biggest single employer in the neighbourhood, really.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Nothing bigger than that.
Yeah.
Most of part-time and most of female. That's interesting.
Yes.
Well, maybe. No, I won't go there. Okay, so we're approaching the end of this, our first segment, where we've just kind of explored the breadth of Otway Health. What more would you like to say?
My other message for summer, hydration, water.
Okay. Yep.
Drink lots of water, whether you're young or old. It's such an important thing in the summer hot months.
Drink lots of water. Slip, slop, slap. Stay tuned for more from the delightfully feminine single biggest employer in the neighbourhood, Otway Health. This has been the Otway Health Check, or the Apollo Bay Health Check. We better get the name right.
We better sort it out,
Bob. We better sort out a few things. But we'll be coming to you fortnightly with important information about health, and that might be to do with diet, it might be to do with exercise, it might be to do with ageing well, it might be to do with... anything from birth to death, right here on 3ABR, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast, in fact. You probably are listening to the podcast right now because more people listen to the podcast than just about anything else. This is 3ABR.